Tuesday's Election Day. Are you registered to vote? You may not be, even if you think you are. According to Milwaukee city officials, thousands of Milwaukee voter registrations were deactivated in error, and it could have happened elsewhere in the state as well. The flaws are in connection with Wisconsin's enrollment in the Multi-State Electronic Registration Information Center, a program that checks the accuracy of voter registrations. In total, 44,000 registrations were deactivated. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett joins us now to talk about the issue. Mayor Barrett, welcome back to Central Time.
It's my honor.
Can you tell us a bit about the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC? What is that exactly?
Sure, I'd be happy to tell you about it. And it really involves our work here locally. And this is done throughout the state of Wisconsin. So it's not something that's solely used in Milwaukee. But after every presidential election, the practice throughout the state is to go through the voting rolls and to remove from the voting rolls those individuals who have not voted for 4 years. That makes sense. It helps you keep the voting records as fresh as can be. Then there is a secondary one, which is called ERIC, and that's the one that you referred to, but we go by the acronym of ERIC, that is a multi-state effort to have states talk to each other so that you don't have duplications in different states, and also to use other data sources to make sure that people are living where they say they're living. So, for example, or specifically here in Wisconsin, two other sources that are used are the Motor Vehicle Department, the state DMV, and the U.S. Postal Service. The problem that we see in trying to double-check the records using those is we have seen that there have been a significant number of individuals who have not moved, but whose records have been dropped because, for the sake of conversation here, the DMV records don't jive exactly with our election records that we have. And to be even more specific, you may have a situation where someone's listed as 1756 North 20th Street, Apartment 3, on our records. If they're not listed as Apartment 3 on the DMV records, there's a chance that they may be dropped. This came to our attention when someone who actually works for our election commission realized that she had been dropped.
And so, like you said, this is a system that is providing an important service, but there are obviously some potential problems. Are these problems something that are faced every time there's one of these kind of cleaning up sessions of the databases?
Well, again, the four-year purge, as I'll call it, that's something we've been doing for a long time. ERIC is new. So the problem with ERIC, from our perspective here, is it's not ready for prime time, that we don't have the computers at the Department of Motor Vehicles that work well enough with our computers, and we don't have the information we received from the U.S. Postal Service working well enough with ours. And I don't want a situation where, and this is what we saw in February, we probably had over 100 people who came to the polls, and they were told that your name has been dropped from the voting list. And that was a very low voter turnout election. Mm-hmm. So you multiply that by five or six for the spring election or the fall elections, that's going to cause problems. And so what the Elections Board has done, or the Election Commission has done, is said we will install or institute or provide a secondary list for the April election, for the election on Tuesday, and list all those individuals who have been dropped, so that the poll workers then, if you're dropped, may, if they're taught correctly, will go to that poll book for the secondary backup. My concern is that that's asking them a lot, and you're going to have longer lines if they have to go through a second list of voters. And you may have situations where individuals, and this happens to low-income people, it certainly is going to happen to students, because you're going to have students who are listed at their parents' address for their driver's license, but then might be voting on campus someplace, so that the two records don't jive. And I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about, again, low-income people who move more often, that they're not going to be able to do it. And the response has been, well, they can just re-register at the polls. But if they don't have the proof of residence, then all of a sudden you're facing a situation where people who are eligible to vote, who have been on the poll, on the rolls, who haven't even moved, are told that they can't vote. And that, to me, is a problem, that we should be doing everything we can for people who are legitimate to make sure that they can vote, and not erecting these barriers. again, I'm not claiming that this is nefarious, but it's. But I am claiming it's not ready for prime time. That until the state can satisfy us that people are not going to be denied the right to vote, I'm saying, well, let's delay implementation of that for this year, and let's make sure we get it done right before we go live with the system.
So you say it's not ready for prime time. Is this the first time, this February election that we had the primary, is that the first time that the ERIC system had been employed in addition to the usual four-year purge?
I think it is. I can't say that with 100% certainty, but it's certainly the first time where my elections board has said we have problems with this. So I think it is, to answer your question. But again, this is where we clearly saw problems in the February primary. And it's not just Milwaukee. I know other communities are facing similar challenges.
I wanted to go back to something you said, Mayor Barrett, because we do have same-day voter registration in Wisconsin. And now that we have the voter ID requirement, if someone went to the polls, had their driver's license or their state-issued ID, which they need now to vote in Wisconsin, is that enough to then go to, you know, maybe the table next to it and be able to register? Or are there other requirements that they would have to know in advance to bring things with?
Well, for the voting itself, of course, you have to have the photo ID now. To register, you, in essence, have to have proof of residency. And again, we're going to have people who show up on Tuesday who are not going to have proof of residency. If I were to say to you right now, prove your residency, it may be easy for you to do. It may not be easy for you to do, especially if you've moved in the recent past and your driver's license, which is the thing that I think most of us rely on, does not reflect your current address. Then you're scrambling. You're scrambling. Do I have a lease that I can bring? Do I have utility bills that will establish that? Most people I know do not walk around with their lease or with utility bills in their pockets that they can use to prove that they live where they say they live. And again, that's fine if you know you're going to walk into the voting place and you have to register. But if you don't know that you're going to have to re-register, then it could cause a big problem. Again, I don't think it will for the April election, but I want to make sure that this is not used in August or in November elections, because I think it really has the potential to disenfranchise a significant number of people.
We're talking with Tom Barrett. He's mayor of Milwaukee, and we're talking about a purge of voter rolls that may have deactivated people who should have been still on the voting rolls and were not when they showed up to vote in February. And Mayor Barrett, how can city residents in Milwaukee or residents anywhere, since this is a statewide system, how can they check to see if they are still registered before they go to the polls?
Well, I think in almost all communities, you can check with your village, your town, your city, to see if you are on the voting rolls. And out of an abundance of caution, you may want to do that, particularly if, again, you have a child who's in college or you've recently moved. Another scenario that we have seen is someone who may live in a community but may have a second piece of property where they register their car, maybe for auto insurance purposes. And so that address does not coincide with the address where the person actually resides. That could cause problems. So those are just several scenarios that could cause problems in a very practical way.
So contacting the clerk who would be in charge
exactly.
of the voting in your
exactly.
area is the best
yep.
route. And Mayor Barrett, you asked the Wisconsin Election Commission to just reactivate all of those affected registrations to make sure none of those people were caught up in that purge that shouldn't have been. What response did you receive?
I have not received a response yet. I also asked the governor to make sure that he was doing what he could. Again, we know for Tuesday's election that there will be this second list for people who have been dropped. I want to be assured that individuals have their address checked if they're on that second list. That's going to cause more time, and I don't know what the turnout's going to be on Tuesday. It's certainly going to be larger than it was in February, but November is when I'm really concerned, because that's going to be a large turnout election, and I want to make sure that people who have the right to vote are not denied the right to vote.
Mayor Barrett, before we let you go, we spoke on the show earlier this week about a move by the Milwaukee Common Council to ban conversion therapy for children. That's a controversial therapy that is meant to change a child's sexual orientation. And we want to give you a chance to comment on that recent development.
Well, it was a lively debate, and I think it was a very genuine debate that occurred. I received several very touching messages from individuals who felt that they had been bullied, that they had been taunted as a young person because of their sexuality, and then they have faced the reality or the prospect that their family or someone else was going to put them into this therapy, and what a harrowing experience all of that was. And I think what we need to do is we need to, first of all, recognize the rights for families and their churches to counsel people. But I think the whole notion of some type of conversion therapy that is far more controversial is something that we want to give pause to here. And so there was, a very, I think, genuine debate that occurred. But at the end of the day, again, I think it's appropriate to have religious counseling or to have conversations. But this therapy is what I think raises a lot of eyebrows. So that's why we're concerned about it here in the city of Milwaukee.
Well, Mayor Barrett, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. He joined us to talk about the thousands of deactivated voter registrations in the city and what officials are doing about it.